Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Going a little early again this morning. Corey Banky keeps putting LiveX meetings on my calendar at 10 a.m., which means I got to move Packers Daily. So we're going a little early today. Hope you're all doing well. Always love talking live with Packers fans worldwide on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Good to see everybody already mixing it up in the comments section. You know where else you want to mix it up? That's right, in the fantasy football world with Underdog Fantasy. It's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com or download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. You get a free $25 in bonus cash right now if you use code CHEESEHEAD when you make your first deposit, and you can take your shot at $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Aaron, I don't play fantasy football. I have no interest in fantasy football. I like real football. Well, guess what? Every real football fan knows they want the 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. That's right. Get it delivered to your doorstep. Go to PackersYearbook.com. That's PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV to get 10% off right now. You could also order a subscription to the Game Day magazine. Have it delivered to your inbox each and every week prior to the game. I got my first one prior to the Texans game. It's beautiful. They do a ton of work producing this thing, and now you can have it. Use code CHTV to get 10% off your order at PackersYearbook.com. And finally, you know, while you're scrolling around the internet, head over to VINFL.com. That's VINFL.com. And get this amazing Acme Packers hoodie. I mean, I hear tell also the Vintage Football League, they got some more Acme Packers stuff over there that you might want to peruse and check out. But definitely check out the hoodie. Use code CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off. That's CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off. Styling while you're scrolling. That's what you want to be doing. Hope you're all doing well. Look at all these fine folks in the comments. Early again, tired on rescheduling my work meetings for Corey Banky. Hey, Jason, tweet at Banky, you know? I've got Packers Daily on my work schedule. He keeps putting meetings there. So, you know, Corey Banky is the one you want to talk to. Are there any other players you could see being traded in the coming weeks, Funchess? I would suspect not. I would think more likely than not, players or teams will see who's going to get cut first, especially with a guy like that who's fighting for a roster spot. Now, if someone thinks, you know, he's just what they need, et cetera, maybe, but I doubt it. You know, this case of the Josh Jackson trade, very much a change of scenery, last chance, to try and get something out of the player. Obviously, I would think the Packers are expecting, Yiedem to come in and play special teams and help out in that regard. I doubt very much he gets much of a chance to crack the rotation in the secondary. But you never know. Wheeling and dealing Gutekunst. It's always a possibility. Patrick, thanks for the super chat. Like the vid. Oui, Patrick. Oui. Thank you. Yes, tweet Banky. Yes, Matt. Tweet Banky. Good morning, Naz. Good morning, Shane. The early bird gets the worm. Matt, you know, sometimes you got to go early. It's what happens. Hey, speaking of early, how about getting on something early on here? I think this thing was just released recently. You may have seen a little something about it on Twitter. That's right. I got Madden codes to give away, people. Madden 22. MVP edition. I love people getting all up in arms because Aaron Rodgers isn't on the cover. It's going to be all right, people. I promise. But yes, I got Madden codes. All you need to do to enter to win, go on the Cheesehead TV Twitter account. You will see a tweet that has this picture on it. And just make sure you're following Cheesehead TV on Twitter. Comment underneath that tweet. Underneath the tweet, don't quote tweet it. Don't email me. Don't send me a Facebook message. Comment under the Madden 22 tweet on Cheesehead TV's Twitter account, and I will give away two random copies of Madden 22. I got Xbox and I got PS, so whatever your preference, I got it for you. Make sure you're following Cheesehead TV, comment underneath, and I will give them away. That's right, folks. I am the Dungeon Master. I have absolute power. Hope you're all doing well. Good morning, Nags. If Rodgers plays lights out this year, would the Green Bay Packers find a way to keep him, yes or no? Callum, it's always a possibility. As I said on Twitter, I believe two nights ago, never tell me the odds. But I do fully expect the Packers to win the Super Bowl and Brian Gutekunst to trade Aaron Rodgers. And it will be the most surreal, moment in modern Green Bay Packers history, no doubt. And one of the most surreal moments in modern pro sports. But I do think that relationship is past a point where things can be reconciled. That's just me. That's just guesswork on the outside. But that's what I expect. Dave, what's up, man? Good morning. Do you think LaFleur plays more starters in week two? No, I do not. I expect, if not 30 dudes to be sat down in street clothes, I expect it'll be close to that. I don't think you're going to see much, if any, of the starters throughout preseason. The MVP edition with no MVP. Justin, I believe both Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes have won an MVP award in their time in the NFL. That's my only defense there. Haven't heard much about Lancaster or Lowry. How are they looking? I think Lowry's had a really strong camp. When I was in Green Bay, he looked refreshed, rejuvenated. He was putting some really nice stuff on the field during practice. Lancaster has been up and down. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a possibility to be cut because I think they need him as a grunt work, etc. But he needs to pick it up. There's no doubt about it. Nagler could sell ice cubes to an Eskimo in the middle of winter. I highly doubt that, Mark. If I go to a training camp next year, is joint practice week better than the week leading up to family night? Andrew, 1 billion percent yes. When I was there for the joint practices with the Texans, the energy was excellent. And the fact that I booked my tickets this year, my flights, prior to the release of the training camp schedule is what bit me, because I would have 100% skipped over that first week and stayed for the Jets joint practices. But you live and you learn. Next year, I'll make sure to do so. Mike, thanks for the super chat. Last time I had a chance to watch live for a while, but just got engaged, Nags, and got tickets to the Seahawks game. First time at Lambeau. Going to be a great year. Go Pack Go. Mike, congratulations. Enjoy the game. Hope you're bringing your betrothed. That's going to be a lot of fun. Do the Packers have a chance at starting a new right guard this year? Dave, yes. Yes, there is a chance. Preseason games don't have a role with prep for physicality of week one game? No, John. Not for most of the starters. They're getting plenty of work in practices. A lot of coaches and a lot of players will tell you they're probably getting better work in practice. Obviously, you like to see guys in live situations, but in the modern NFL, you don't need to risk your starters. There's no reason at all. Peter, thanks for the super chat. Nags, the game is always changing. What do you miss most about the era of football you grew up watching? That's a really good question, Peter. The ability to absolutely decimate the quarterback. They have completely put these guys in bubble wrap now. And I understand there's a financial ramification as far as being a business and being a viable marketing tool. You want your quarterback standing. You get down to week 15, 16, whatever. And the teams that are on like their third or fourth quarterback are unwatchable. I understand that. But man, they play defense too. They are also players on the gridiron who should be allowed to operate. That's just me. Pretty boy quarterbacks. I'm with Deacon Jones, man. I want Deacon Jones style football back. That's what I like, but that ain't never coming back. Jeremy, thanks for the chat here. Morning, Nags. Do you think the new corner would get released or kept for special teams? Jeremy, if he makes the squad, it will be for special teams. No question about it. Rogers' IG stories are too deep for me right now. Hey, look. Man, Aaron's just like trying to tell you to slow down, take a breath, chill out, meditate a little bit. I like it. I'm down with that. No problem. Dale, good day from London. Well, good day, Dale. Good day from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for checking in. Hey, Nags, which side of the ball will click first this year? O or D? Maybe special teams. Rudolph, let's not go crazy on special teams. Offense, no question about it. The defense will have its moments, but I expect it. It's definitely going to be some growing pains on that side of the ball. My chances of winning the Madden cover are as slim as Josh Jackson's becoming a starting cornerback. That's just mean, man. That's just cold. Hey, Nags, the Saints and Raiders are having fans show proof of vaccination and or COVID tests for the unvaccinated. Do you think the team will do the same before the regular season starts? Ralph, I do think there's a good possibility they go somewhere down that road. I know Mark Murphy continues to talk about full stands, etc., but I have to think, given the direction everything's headed, the way we've seen more regulations and protocols put in place around the country, I would be very surprised if they didn't do something along those lines. Not saying it's going to happen for sure, but I would suspect, yes, that will happen. Bo, thanks for the super chat. Why doesn't Rockford, Illinois have a pro football team? Because then Chicago would want one. Boop! Bo's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your waitress. Try the veal. With five guys in a close battle at safety behind Savage and Amos, how many safeties do you think we keep in the end? Javier, always comes down to teams. I would suspect four, but maybe they get that fifth guy, but then where do they take that number away? Maybe they go light at wide receiver and only keep five there. That's the puzzle piece that Ryan's always talking about, especially in the back end. When you're looking at the depth chart, you're looking at the kind of final, you know, eight or nine guys on the 53. It's all about how they can contribute on teams and also who you think you can get through the waiver wire, put on your practice squad, especially now that you can bring guys up pretty liberally throughout the year. Yeah, I would think four, most likely. I kick ass. Thanks for the super chat. Have you vented about the dumb taunting rules yet? I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Trying to bait me into a rant. It's not going to happen. I'm channeling Aaron Rodgers. I'm going very zen right now. Suffice it to say, the taunting rules are fucking ridiculous. That's all I'm going to say. Do I see special teams improving? Shaky early, to say the least. I think it's going to be same as it ever was. I haven't seen much in camp and or the start of the preseason to dissuade me from the idea that it's always going to be the redheaded stepchild of the team. I can't believe that there's going to be some magical turnaround without much, you know, emphasis placed there. Now, they could surprise everybody, obviously. And you're dealing with a lot. I understand lots of young guys in and out, etc. But every team's dealing with that. You know, you are what you emphasize. You get what you emphasize. That's the old coaching adage. And from what I've seen, they don't really emphasize it that much. So I suspect we'll still see a lot of the same. I'm being a complicated fellow. Huh, that's funny. That's... Funny how that works. It would be nice if that picture behind you was available in a hoodie. You know what? It is. Watch the beginning of the stream because I talked about it. You guys aren't baiting me into free advertising. Come on now. Do you share the optimism around Burks at the moment? Would be great for him to make that leap. I do not share the optimism about Burks at the moment. I think he had a really nice showing on Saturday night. I got to see more, though. He did a nice job timing up those blitzes, no doubt about it, but you're not going to be blitzing a whole, you know, every play in a regular season game. You've got to be able to do and handle all facets of the position. And we have plenty of tape to show that Burks hasn't been able to up until this point. Now, maybe the new scheme helps. Maybe Barry unlocks something with him, but I'm still skeptical. Let's put it that way. Now, that said, I think he makes the team because he is one of the few players who really relishes his role on special teams and excels there. God knows they need all the help they can get. Who in the world was whining about the taunting this offseason? Jeremy, John Mara, apparently. God, I'm not going to do it. Amos is so underrated in the league. Would you agree? He is so solid. Matt, very, very much agree. He is incredibly valuable on the back end. I think he's probably one of the more underrated players in the NFL. No question about it. And, you know, there's a lack of splash plays, et cetera, that would probably what leads to a lack of recognition, obviously. But you cannot quantify how important he is back there. He has done great, great work. Chris, thanks for the super chat. What games, if any, are you going to this year? Chris, it's still up in the air, actually. It's probably going to be figured out in these next 3 weeks. At the moment, my plan is to watch all the games from our New York studio for watch party. This could change. We'll see. I believe there's a possibility for a Patreon get-together at the Bears game at Lambeau. But outside of that, I think I'm going to be in New York. But like I said, TBD. If not Burks, who are you optimistic, excited for right now? Innis Gaines. Really excited for him. Josh Myers. Really excited for him. Can we make a Nags versus Ramage drinking contest happen? No thanks. I choose life. What are your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers Tuesday being back on the Pat McAfee show? I love it. I love that we get to hear from the quarterback in a pretty unvarnished setting each and every week. It's great. Plus, the fact that they do it on Tuesdays is perfect because it gives us, you know, content for the rest of the week. Corey and I can talk about transplants the next day. I love it. I'm all in. I think the Packers keep five wide receivers, Nags. Brandy, I think there's a good chance that happens. Michael, thanks for the super chat. Is there a mental health aspect to the taunting rules? Is there a desire to put a stop to players showing up someone who failed on national TV? Sure. I'm sorry. I thought we were watching NFL football. I thought they were paid professionals, grown-ass men. What? Yeah, sure, I guess. But how is it any different? Someone turning around and giving you a peace sign, which is literally what provoked all this, and being burned on national television as a corner. Like, what? What are we even doing here? I just... not going to do it. Not going to do it. Not going to get it. Nope. Nope. Do I ever attend any Giants-Jets games? Justin, when the Packers are in town, yes. Other than that, no. They would have to pay me. Amari Rodgers over, under 600 total yards this year. Trevor, give me under. I think it's going to be a systematic working in the system. You know, obviously Cobb's presence will somewhat dilute his productivity. I think he'll have a solid rookie debut season. I don't expect huge numbers. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? Good to see you, buddy. Glad you're here. More like the mental health of owners who have beefs with one another. Fair. It's not daunting if you kindly hug the quarterback all the way to the ground. I like it. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Graham, Harrell, or Tom Brady? I'm going to go with Tom Brady, but just. Is that Vikings defensive line going to be hard to stop? Yes. No question about it. If Nick Collins doesn't get hurt, I think the Packers have at least one more ring. Agree or disagree? Most likely, but you never know, right? I mean, is Nick Collins going to stop Brandon Bostic from having a brain fart? I doubt it. Now, you could argue that maybe they don't get in that position because Collins is out there, but I mean, it's such a game of inches. Good morning from Indiana. Mary Beth. Good morning from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Were you surprised with Runyon's struggles on Saturday? Not really. He's still a young player. You know, I know a lot of people have already penciled him in as a starter, but this is why you go through the process. I know they've started working in Newman along the line at guard. I think Patrick struggled as well, and he's got a ton of pelts on the wall, so to speak. You know, Stenovich had it right. Like, there was a real lack of fire and being up for it on Saturday night. And I expect those guys will come out with their hair on fire against the Jets this week and in the preseason game. No doubt about it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out and talking Packers. Don't forget, like I said a little while ago, head over to the Cheesehead TV Twitter handle. The Twitter account has a tweet up where we have this image. You respond to it. Got to be following Cheesehead TV on Twitter. Respond to it in the comments of that tweet. No, don't quote tweet it. Don't put something else somewhere else and expect to be entered into a chance to win the new Madden 22. Just respond to that tweet. Make sure you're following Cheesehead TV, and I will give away two new copies of Madden 22. These are codes, by the way. These aren't physical copies. They're Madden codes coming your way. I have both Xbox and PS, so whichever one you need. I got you covered. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out and talking Packers each and every day right here on Cheesehead TV's social channels. I'll be back tomorrow. Who knows if there's any breaking news this afternoon? I may go live again. So be on the lookout. Keep on your toes. Thanks so much. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.